Translation. You have made Srivas Thakura appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hellish life for 10 million births. Purport by His Divine Grace is Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There are many tantric followers who practice the black art of worshipping the goddess Bhavani in a crematorium, wishing to eat meat and drink wine. Such fools also consider this Bhavani puja as good as worship of Lord Krishna in devotional service. Such abominable tantric activities as performed by so-called swamis and yogis are herein condemned. However, by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he declares that such Bhavani puja for drinking wine and eating meat quickly plunges one into hellish life. The method of worship itself is already hellish, and its results must also be hellish and nothing more. Many rascals say that whatever way one accepts, one will ultimately reach Brahman. Yet we can see from this verse how such persons reach Brahman. Brahman spreads everywhere, but appreciation of Brahman is different in different objects leads to different results. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "Ye yatam am prapadyante, tam stataiva bhajamyaham." I reward everyone according to his surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Mayavadis certainly realize Brahman in certain aspects, but realization of Brahman in the aspect of wine, women and meat is not the same realization of Brahman that devotees achieve by chanting, dancing and eating prasada. Mayavadi philosophers, being educated in paltry knowledge, think all sorts of Brahman realization one and the same and do not consider varieties. But although Krishna is everywhere, by his inconceivable potency, he is simultaneously not everywhere. Thus, the Brahman realization of the tantric cult is not the same Brahman realization as that of pure devotees. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, Krishna consciousness, he is punishable. All people except Krishna conscious devotees are to some proportion Pashandis or demons, and thus they are punishable by the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, as stated below. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shanti Jagtak Swaminati Namne Nama Charabdaya Itai Kripa Pradhani Gur Gatha Damdaya Nagra Granthani Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. You have made Srivas Thakura appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hellish life for 10 million births. So, here we see the fierce anger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards offenders of Vaishnavas. That's something he's very, though he's very, very compassionate to the most fallen people, that is the people who are attached to material sense gratification and commit some sins. But when it comes to offending or being envious of Vaishnavas, he's very, very severe. And we see in various parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita how accounts of how Lord Chaitanya dealt with such Mayavadis and Sunyavadis who are envious of devotees. So what was the cause for this Chapal Gopal's envy towards Srivas Thakur? He didn't do anything to him. First of all, of course, he felt that he was denied access to the Kirtan program that was happening every night in the house. And he naturally wanted to feel that, okay, I'm excluded from something special. So I have to, how does he consider himself better than me? So he wanted to show to the other Vaishnavas around that Srivas is only a Shakta or a worshipper of Shakti or Durga, and so he kept that plate in front of his doorstep. So this why are impersonalists? Why are they actually, if impersonalists really think that they are superior to devotees, why do they feel envious of devotees? They shouldn't, right? They should feel, in fact, they should look down disparagingly at the devotees, thinking they are just sentimentalists. They try to do that. But actually, they are very, very envious because they know that somehow their hearts are frozen. They're not able to experience the joy and the happiness. And he felt very envious of Srivas Thakura because he was enjoying himself in kirtan. I mean, he didn't know the mood of enjoyment, of course, of one of devotion, of service and surrender. He couldn't understand, but he felt these people are enjoying through the night in such great revelry. And he felt that means they're saying, I'm not qualified to enter. So he wanted to put down Srivas Thakura, not understanding his glories. And so for that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really punished him so severely. He got leprosy the very next day. And his whole body was, completely, it had all these germs and he was, not fit for associating with anyone because of the infectiousness. And he had to stay far away under a tree by the Ganges River. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot forgive you. I mean, he requested him, please forgive me. But he said, no, someone who offends Vaishnavas, you, and that's what he's saying, that you have to suffer for 10 million births. Can you imagine this pain and agony? It was extremely painful and burning all the time, every moment. That must have been the most severe pain. He would have not even thought of other people. First of all, food and shelter, everything gone. And he had to suffer like that. But of course, later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri and came back again once to go to Vrindavan on the way, and that time he passed by the same route and he surrendered and begged him, please forgive me. And so somehow he was simple enough to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremacy as the Supreme Lord. And so the Lord said, okay, I cannot forgive you. You go to Srivas. He gave him a window of opening, how he could overcome those offenses. And then because Srivas, of course, is a great Vaishnava and so compassionate, he forgave him. He didn't even take offense. He didn't take it seriously. So he was forgiven. So that is the most condemnable thing is Vaishnava Prad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has mentioned also the two things which can make us fall down in this Bhakti Lata Bijas. One is Vaishnava Prad, the deadly disease, and the other is attachment, material sense attachment. Because of that, we don't make progress, so we can fall down. So it's like playing a snakes and ladders game in our devotional life. We commit some Vaishnava Prad, again we slide down, and then again we start doing. But we serve some Vaishnava and then we go up the ladder many notches up and steps up, and then we make further progress. So this is the secret of advancing in spiritual life, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it so very practical how to advance in devotional life. The definition of pure devotional service in Nectar of Devotion is Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. So Jnana and Karma, we have to be freed from that. We start chanting and doing devotional service, of course we can feel a little relief, okay, I'm a devotee. But these vestiges of Jnana and Karma are still there very much in our hearts. And what are those symptoms of Jnana and Karma? And the outside world is, of course, also in one sense impersonal, very, very impersonal, shunyavadi. How? Because more and more they also are decrying the Lord. Mayavadi impersonalism is that you don't want a personal God, you want to feel your God. That, pride in having the jnana about I'm not this body, I'm about Brahman. That knowledge makes them very, very proud. and very renounced, because they've understood that this material world is not for enjoyment. So they are very proud about their knowledge and renunciation. And then you have the Shunyavadis or Atheists. They're also very close to Mayavadis, because they are, this atheism is, especially today's world, the relevance of Shunyavadi is because people are very, very, very extremely materialistic and hedonistic, and technology has given them the power to enjoy themselves, I mean materially make yourself comfortable without the need so much of depending on others. I mean, in one sense, we are dependent. Even technology is, unless people organize things and all that. But anyway, the kind of personalism is not necessary. You just work hard, you get educated in technology, you work hard, you get money, and then all the machines and everything, you can avoid as much as possible people. Impersonalism, very much rampant in today's society, that families are also very much infected by that. People don't know what it is to be personal anymore. And so, in this scenario, I mean, it's that's why Prabhupada, there's a pranam mantra also, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi, you know, Paschati Desha Tarini. So, it's just completely rampant, this Sunyavadi and Mayavadi, impersonalism, that is like infected all of us, because naturally we are also products of this society. We are constantly dealing and we get influenced by that. And on the other hand, we have this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method of complete personalism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come just to establish that personalism above all other things, and not these, you know, he is not saying so much about Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, all the slow processes. No, the topmost of complete love and, you know, the highest love of total surrender and love. So, how do we, and he has given such a nice method, though it's extremely, I mean, difficult to become personal. Why? Because, I mean, yogis, jnanis, all of them may try for a lot, I mean, they may, you know, they go through a lot of austerities, and even the Kundalini Chakra and all that, which is supposed to elevate your consciousness from gross bodily platform. It goes up and up until it comes to the chakra, Brahmarandra Chakra. But even while it's going, it can easily circumvent the heart and go up. I mean, normally that's what happens. All these yogis, they're very hard-hearted, very dry. Why? Because their heart doesn't open up. The Kundalini Chakra can surpass the heart and go up, and then they can get impersonal liberation, which is what mostly happens. Why is it so difficult to open the heart? Because opening the heart means we have to become humble and understand the true position, that we are not gods at all. And the Supreme Lord is controlling everything. And that means that we are very insignificant. In one sense, we are great, because everyone is great. Everything part of Krishna is wonderful. But at the same time, we are not the only ones. Right? The demonic tendency, mostly all the demons are impersonalists. Why? Because they want to feel that they are everything. They are God. And no one else, everyone else is meant for their pleasure or control or enjoyment. So, I mean, to feel the opposite of that, to feel joyful about it. Actually, it's a complete liberation when one understands the truth that Krishna is everything. And we are just small particles of Krishna's. And yet those small particles are also great and wonderful. That bliss is something that people normally don't want, because they think that, I mean, it's because we're still on the mental platform and we think, how can that make us happy? We want to feel we are something. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he doesn't mind, even if we are attached to material things and doing sinful activities, that is nothing. As long as, you know, we don't want to become God and feel envious of God. You know, he considers Jagai Madai got immediately Krishna Prema. There was no problem for them at all, because they didn't commit any Vaishnava Prada, or they were not really Mayavadis in that sense. So for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest sin is envy. Not even being addicted to other, sinful activities is not a big thing. You can easily overcome that by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But envy is very, very, very difficult to overcome. And unless we, first of all, shift our paradigm about what we are doing, about our goal of devotional service, and we really make efforts to serve Vaishnavas. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how to make spiritual advancement? Chant Hare Krishna mantra and serve the Vaishnavas. And so that's very, very necessary. And he personally showed how to serve Vaishnavas. I mean, he came as a devotee. And so he would always, one example is when he was in Jagannath Puri and all the Bengal devotees would go during the, just before the rainy season, they would all walk up to Jagannath Puri. And when they were coming near the bridge, that time he would send some devotees with two garlands for Nityananda and Advaita Gosai. And then when they came near the gates of Jagannath Puri Dham, of the temple, then he personally would walk and go and meet everyone. And then everybody, all the devotees would be garlanded and he would take them to his room and, personally get prasadam and feed all of them. So he showed how much it was important for him to serve Vaishnavas. And when they were departing, there was a big long session, farewell session, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would acknowledge and glorify every devotee. Would go into tears and ecstasy, and he used to in fact check himself because there was not enough time. They all had to leave. Through that revelation, we come to know the glories of each of those devotees. Like, for example, we know that Murari Gupta was Hanuman and he had complete faith in Lord Ram. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you have to worship Krishna, and he tried his best, but he could not take his consciousness from the lotus feet of Rama. And then Vasudeva Datta, he revealed that Vasudeva Datta is actually Prahlad Maharaj. So much compassion he has for the fallen souls that he said, my Lord, please, I can't bear the suffering of all these living entities. So, give all the karmas to me and let me eternally suffer in hell and you liberate all of them. So this was the mood. These are his devotees, and this is what really touched. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started crying. He said, Vasudev, what kind of a devotee are you? I can't imagine this kind of love for everybody. Because of his love for Krishna. And he was ready to suffer. That means, why did he do that? Because he was getting so much pleasure in being so selfless. This was the source of pleasure for the devotees. That just being so selfless and loving and giving gave them highest pleasure. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because you want, definitely Krishna can easily liberate all the whole universe. It's just a small mustard seed among so many universes. So that's not a problem. But why you should suffer? You'll also be liberated. So this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reciprocation with Vasudev Datta. So we know that actually amazingly, Prahlad Maharaj has been reincarnating several times here for the sake of the suffering humanity. In other forms also, in other Madhva Sampradaya, he has come as Raghavendra Swami, and he took a live Vrindavan. He said that in Kali Yuga you can only live for 100 years. And I want to live longer in order to deliver all the people. So while he was living, what he did, he told his disciples to build a samadhi for himself. And he, on one particular day, because Vyasadeva passed by one day and on a swan, and he just threw some beads to him. And this is all recorded history just 300 years ago. And it was written during his lifetime. Somebody, his own nephew, wrote this story and it was approved by him. So it's not some you know, somebody just writing a hagiography like that. But Vyasadeva threw some tulsi beads to him and he said, two, two, two. So the disciples, and left. And the disciples asked, what is that? And he said, he means, in the next, after 2 years, 2 months and 2 days, you should take samadhi. You know, and he said, I will stay there for 700 years. I will stay in that and I will, you know, actually reciprocate. All the devotees who come to pray, everything gets, people have great faith in him. They go there and he not only solves their material problems, but also faith and devotion comes. Because it's in the Vaishnava tradition only. And so in this way, you find such glorious devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. This selflessness is what is the secret of progressing in devotional life. And the secret of personalism is selfless love. And so we have to, if we want to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must try to become more and more personal in our dealings. And it's also mentioned in the Nectar of Instruction. Nectar of Instruction starts with how having to control our senses and everything, and then taking shelter of a guru and all that. But finally, when you have to make further advancement to its highest rasa or prema rasa, it says dealings with Vaishnavas. How do you relate with Vaishnavas? Three things: you feed them and you accept. Invite them for prasadam. You also accept prasadam, give gifts and accepting gifts, opening the mind to them and also listening to them. So this is given in a nutshell, and that includes so many things. Inviting devotees for prasadam, even during Chaitanya Charitamrita time, is very vividly described about how Advaita Acharya would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and not only him, but all his disciples, all the sannyasis, everyone. And that was the real thing that they enjoyed. Most of the time, what is it? The kirtan, and then about making prasadam and serving the devotees, and of course, taking care of devotees also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different kinds of instructions. For example, Shivananda Sen was a businessman devotee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you have to bring all these devotees to Jagannath Puri every year. For 1 month they had to walk. And you can imagine, and he knew all the roads of Orissa, and so he would make all arrangements for them. That means he paid for, every night they had to stay somewhere, and three times a day they had to be, everyone had to have their prasadam, and then he had to pay the toll tax for each and every one of them while crossing the state or the rivers and so on. He did all that, and he said, take care of them. And he did it very happily, and there was no grudge, or there was no feeling of superiority or feeling a sense of pride in doing that service, because he was really tested one day. When he was crossing, he had to pay the toll tax for all the devotees, so he was a little held up. And he came late with the prasadam. And meanwhile, all the devotees, including Lord Nityananda Prabhu, were hungrily waiting. As soon as he came, Lord Nityananda Prabhu got very angry. Where is this Shivananda Sen? Why is he taking so long? And Shivananda Sen came and fell at his lotus feet. Please forgive me. I was late. I was held up. And Nityananda Prabhu put his lotus feet on his head and, so-called kicking. And he said, you are really, he showed his anger. Why did you take so long? And so, of course, Shivananda, his wife was there. She was a little disturbed. She called him aside. Why is Lord Nityananda Prabhu treating you like this? Jai. Why is Lord Nityananda Prabhu treating you like this? After all, you're serving everyone, serving him. And then he said, my dear wife, don't be silly. I'm most fortunate. He's giving me his mercy by putting his lotus feet on my head. So just imagine the mood of service. Here he who sacrificed all his time, money, everything for everyone. And he was being chastised for, which was not correct. Actually, he didn't deserve that. And still he thought he was in ecstasy for being chastised. That's the mood of surrender and service. We aren't even proud that we are doing some service. Actually, I'm so fortunate for being engaged in service. The highest possible sentiments and emotions were demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And this is real personalism. We have to come to that level of love, of wanting to do everything for others, not expecting anything in return. And that's what he said. And he said that Trinadapi Sunichena, that verse everyone has to wear on their heads and do kirtana. This is what is, maybe here, he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, one who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone please hear me. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. So, this is the opposite of impersonalism and atheism, which is, we can easily get infected, and maybe we are already infected and we have to remove those coverings which are there. And how does it manifest? Like, the envy is the worst part, because it can easily make us, first of all, feel miserable and commit all kinds of Vaishnava pradhas, which are not even necessary, because we are just due to ignorance. And, someone is exalted as Ramachandra Puri. He was actually a disciple of Ishwar Puri. No, sorry, Madhavendra Puri. Such an exalted... seeing Madhavendra Puri, even Nityananda Prabhu was so, filled with ecstasy just seeing him. Or Advaita Acharya accepted him as a guru. Such an exalted guru he had, Ramachandra Puri. But what happened? Because he had envy in his heart. He was serving this guru, such an exalted guru, but because of envy, he started actually preaching to his guru. And his guru was actually feeling, he couldn't understand what is attachment to Krishna. And he thought the lamentation of his guru in separation of Krishna was actually some material attachment. He said, why are you lamenting? You should have sameness and equanimity. And you should just be happy. Not understanding the higher levels of prema. He just could not understand that. And then he became a great offender. First of all, his guru cursed him. He said, get away from here. I don't want you in my last stages of life, because you will just, you will not allow me to go back to Krishna. And after that, he was such an offender. He became envious of even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he was so proud, I'm so renounced, and I'm very knowledgeable. And here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's supposed to be a sannyasi, but he's just chanting and singing and dancing and just, being so sentimental with all the people. What is he? And he started finding fault with him. Why is he eating so much? He would criticize him, criticizing the Supreme Lord, because he didn't understand. That is what the covering happens. The minute our heart is filled with pride, and then somehow Krishna does not reveal himself at all, and then we start committing offenses. So this is the danger signal. Feeling of envy is so horrible, and it can really make us fall down. And it also pollutes the atmosphere. If our heart is with envy, then we will do all kinds of things. Talk ill about, criticize people. First thing, why we criticize? Because we don't like it if somebody is doing better than us. Right? And so we want to pull them down so that we feel I'm superior to them. This is the nature of envy, and that's why a person who is envious is always critical. But there is no need. There's no need to be envious, because if we forget that everything exists because of Krishna and for his pleasure, and everything is glorious because of Krishna, then we would actually think I'm glorious and so are others. So what? So nobody can obstruct each other. We cannot obstruct. Nobody can cause harm to me, first of all, because the Supreme Lord is the controller and protector. So we don't need to feel envious that anyone can be an obstacle in our lives. It's all right. Sometimes because of our karma, somebody may be the cause or the medium through which we are suffering. But they are not the real cause. The cause is the Supreme Lord, who due to our own karmas is using somebody else to do some harm to us. That's all. And we take shelter of Krishna, that can be removed. And nobody's glory is checked because of somebody else's glory. So we should never feel threatened about other people's advancement or glory or nothing. Why? They can shine and so can you. There's no need. I mean, that's why in the spiritual world, even in the highest mellows of rasa, you know, you would think there'll be some competition. Krishna with the Ras Leela, with the gopis, naturally each one will think, you know, why Krishna should be mine only? Why only the other gopi, or why did he, why is he closer to her? That's not the mood at all. The mood is simply giving pleasure to Krishna, and they're so happy if they're far away just, you know, boiling some milk or handing over something to somebody, or, you know, just far away. But always meditating on the loving affairs of Krishna. They're very, very satisfied. That is the nature of the soul. They can experience Madhurya Ras. You don't have to be. They're happy that Krishna is happy. That is the, you know, that really is what it is. It's not about our enjoyment at all. And so there is no need to be envious. And if we have some desires also, Krishna is always fulfilling each and every devotee's desires. So where is the need? So envy has to be completely uprooted. There's no cause for giving. There's no way in which we can justify what is wrong. I'll naturally feel like that. No, it is horrible. We should just pull it out. Even other negative emotions can be, you know, dovetailed. If you're greedy, okay, be greedy for, you know, doing devotional service or something. If you're lusty, okay, be lusty for, doing more and more service. In the sense, all those emotions can be somehow dovetailed. Or pride as being a servant of Krishna. That's fine. You can feel proud that I'm a servant of Krishna. That's okay. That pride can be dovetailed. But envy, never. You just cannot dovetail envy in any way. So it has to be completely destroyed. And we can see here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of his envy, he had to suffer so much. And somehow, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, he was personally there and, he relieved him after some years of suffering. But we can't take such chances at all, and we don't have that level of patience to suffer that kind of, I mean, can you imagine being infested with leprosy and that burning, and we don't have that kind of tolerance limit to endure such things. So we should really shun it. And then, of course, we can become very personal. We can experience these loving emotions for the Vaishnavas. And when we have loving emotions for Vaishnavas, we'll also start understanding loving emotions for the Lord. The two are connected. If you love Vaishnavas, you love Krishna. If you love Krishna, you will love Vaishnavas. If you love the Lord and you don't love the Vaishnavas, that means something, love is not perfect. It's still some kind of, selfish love, something you want for yourself, or some envy is there, and so you're not able to love the Vaishnavas. So, just taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can overcome this. That's the, you know, and he has shown how he dealt with all the impersonalists with so much love and care. First of all, I mean, different impersonalists in different ways. The Mayavadis in Benares, they were criticizing him, and they said that, he's not so knowledgeable, he's not so, he's just being sentimental. They didn't understand him. But when they saw that just by his humility, he just conquered them, he charmed them, because they were not used to this. They were only used to, you know, this kind of one-upmanship, always proving that I'm more knowledgeable than you, and I'm more renounced than you, I'm more Brahman realized than you, I can win you in debates and arguments and so on. So this is the mood that they were used to. And here Lord Chaitanya is so brilliant and so beautiful. That is his weapon, right? The beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his weapon. And he was manifesting that brilliance and beauty, and they were just you know, mesmerized by that. But they saw that he was not showing off at all. They said, no, I'm not qualified to be with all of you. Genuinely, he felt that, and that charmed them. They were just taken over, and it was very easy for him to convince them. They said that, you please tell us what, you know, why do you... I mean, they asked some questions, of course, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's replies were very, very, you know, pleasing to their heart, that they accepted him as the guru so soon. And of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was just an innocent Mayavadi, and so he also converted him by being a very good listener. Just by listening, we can change people. Because when you show, when you listen very patiently to people and try to understand them, they're so happy that they are ready to listen to you. So this is what happened. Actually, it would have taken much longer. How Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is such a great, knowledgeable person. And in a debate, even if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had defeated him, his, you know, it would have been, his heart would not have been touched. And he might have just felt hopeless and, you know, useless. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his, all those self-respect intact. And instead, he just crushed him by, you know, first he listened to him. So he was ready to listen to him. And then he was floored by the explanation of bhakti. So we have to, bhakti is, what is the exercise of bhakti? Where do we feel bhakti? Is it, do we feel bhakti in the head, in the mind? In the heart. So that's the where the first, I mean, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts from that. Not slow process of, you know, doing, controlling, doing, you know, yoga and gradually mind control. And everything. He goes to the straightway heart. His transformations happened instantaneously. He would be doing kirtan, and all the people, villagers would come. And of course, they would be very attracted by his beauty and his kirtan and all that. And then on top of that, he would open his eyes and look so lovingly at everyone. And their hearts would melt. And then he would embrace them, showing so much care and love. That's it. Their hearts would be filled with love. Krishna Prema. And then he'll say, now you go and give this Krishna Prema to others. They're already qualified to give Krishna Prema. It's like a disease. They got it, and then they could infect others with Krishna Prema. And then, of course, they also, I mean, he asked all the six Goswamis to write so much of literature, and he also promoted Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. They were also educated in that. He would send all his disciples to teach them. But first, the heart had to be opened. Without that, it is no use, because the envy is there. All the knowledge will only disturb us. It will only make us more proud, arrogant. Or if you are too austere also, it's very dangerous, because it can make your heart very hard. If you are very austere but your heart is not opened up, it can make you very dry and very hard-hearted. So we shouldn't think, let me do a lot of austerities and I can quickly advance. Austerity of the mind, the austerity of humility is much more effective and quick advancement. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna, serve all the Vaishnavas. So we can, you know, how do we do that practically? How do we, you know, because Jeevadaya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Jeevadaya, Krishna... Jeevadaya, Krishna Naam, Sarva Dharma Sar. So, how do we show that? First of all, you know, charity begins at home. Because in the home, what happens is, home is the place we think, I can have a little bit of sense gratification. I can have a little bit of my material identity. Right? I am this, I am that, I am of something. Material identity we have. And so, then what happens? We don't think we are a servant. In the home, we have not so much. It's very difficult. That's why you say, if you want to judge a person, first check how he is at home. Because over there is where you have a little more freedom. And you feel that I can exercise, I mean, bodily conception is much more there. So first, start seeing everybody, all the family members, as belonging to Krishna. They are parts of Krishna. Okay, temporarily they are with me and I should help them or get helped in order to make progress in Krishna consciousness. That attitude will automatically change us from being, you know, exploiting or shouting or fighting, arguing, instead wanting to serve and help and appreciating. Opposite of envy is appreciation. Opposite of criticism is appreciation. We can sit back and look at everyone, how wonderful. Try to find out some good qualities in everyone and start with the family. And then all the other devotees, a spiritual family. Let's start, every day we should write down something. We even should have a session among devotees, either on their birthdays or generally, like a Ishtagoshti, some devotees, and then everyone glorifies them. What are their nice, wonderful Vaishnava qualities they have. And you'll be amazed how Krishna is so pleased and you are pleased. Everybody is pleased. It does wonders for our whole attitude. Instead of being critical, we become very appreciative. That's very needed, very much needed for our attitude for progress. Many times we've seen how Krishna has reciprocated. Whenever, especially in cold countries, when we had this appreciation programs, in one place, in Argentina, what happened was, after that, it was a warm, sunny day, 40 degrees, and there was no chance of a rain or anything. And just in front of one window, after we did this appreciation, it was snowing. Hailstones were coming down just about 2-3 meters from the window. Now, what is happening? Then we looked at the other window. There were two rainbows. Why on a sunny day? There was hardly any rain anywhere. And just there, two rainbows. Then we thought, is this some indication of Krishna? And then one phone call comes through the Skype. My Guru Maharaj secretary said, Guru Maharaj wants to talk to you all. He's very happy with your service. Out of the blue. Then we thought, okay, Krishna is indicating. He's very happy with appreciating devotees. Devotees were in tears appreciating one another. And then another time in Russia, again, we did this appreciation program. It was a cold day. And just after the appreciation, the sun shone, came out. And then they said, yeah, see, this confirmed. Krishna is very happy. He's showing. He's so much eager for devotees to appreciate. And just through these small, simple steps, you know, we can please the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's the Yuga avatar for this age. If we just follow his footsteps, whatever he has said, we'll have complete success. There's no doubt about that. We don't have to struggle at all. We have to follow exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, because he has come now and he is, whatever he says is the most important. We have to follow that more than anything else. Maybe in the bygone ages they did so many things and all that, but we have to see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did and what he is telling us to do. The simple things: serve Vaishnavas, appreciate Vaishnavas. He personally did that, serve them and give selfless love. This is what we should be trying, and then all knowledge, the purpose of all knowledge will appear in the heart. There's no problem. Yeah, see, bhakti is the most important thing. Where bhakti is there, jnana and vairagya automatically follow. So this, for the we have to clear the ground first for knowledge to blossom, for our renunciation, all that is a byproduct. Bhakti is most important. It doesn't even depend on jnana and vairagya. And the example is Jaga and Madai. They had no vairagya, nothing, no jnana, nothing. And they became so elevated. They became acharyas. How is that? In one single moment, all the sins had gone. And they become so cleansed and so pure. Then after that, all realization happened and all knowledge, everything, that they could teach others. That's how powerful bhakti is. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we transform people just in a moment through his love. And we can also, following in his footsteps, by being very, taking this humble, the greatest austerity is actually humility. Whatever Prabhupada has given, those basic austerities are more than enough. But really speaking, this is what he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wear this verse on your head, Trinadapi Suni Chena, and that's quite a difficult thing, because many times Why are we impersonal? For two reasons. Why don't we like to go? Personalism means we like to be close to people, talk to each other, share. Why do we avoid that in modern times? One is because we are afraid of being hurt, insulted, or, you know, ridiculed, or just, you know, not accepted. So we feel we want to keep a barrier so that my false ego is not hurt, that, you know, I'll protect myself. I don't want to be, you know, or exploited for that matter. So we keep a big wall. But nobody is happy in today's world because of this impersonalism. It's really, you know, completely permeating the consciousness of everyone. People have forgotten what is love, what is personalism. If you ask people apart from even devotees, you ask them, other than food, shelter, and food, clothing, shelter, okay, you've got all that. Now, what's the next thing you need? What's the next thing you need? Huh? Friendship. Okay. Love, right? Friendship means love. But that word doesn't appear at all. Nobody even thinks it's necessary. Peace of mind. Maybe something like that. Something very impersonal. Something for yourself. Selfless love doesn't at all. They don't even know what that means. It's just a question of, you know, as at best it's a business. We will survive together. So that it's a kind of a contract. That's all they can think of. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, instructions are so important. And it can just destroy very quickly this impersonalism. He has come only to destroy impersonalism and establish personalism, bhakti and prema. And By how do we do that? And Prabhupada was so very confident of changing, giving Krishna consciousness to even materialistic people very quickly. He said, take Gaur-Nitai dolls and go door to door and tell them, please keep this on top of your television sets, because television sets are always being watched, right? They're worshipping every day. So keep them on top so that you'll never miss them. Any day, and just a few times you chant Hare Krishna. Gaur-Nitai are so merciful, they are ready to enter any home and give mercy like this. He said, do that, but we didn't take it probably as seriously, though there are some devotees who are making Hare Krishna dolls in Hong Kong. And we found that, you know, new devotees, if we give them Gaur-Nitai in their homes, very quickly they advance in their chanting, in their, somehow they feel more love, more faith developing. So that's one way we can really, by giving at least photos or cards. And people are really attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because beauty is their astra. The weapon is their beauty. They don't have any chakra. They don't have all those weapons. But they have, and they've come with the weapon to destroy all the, the sinfulness of Kali Yuga, impersonal. How the demonic nature of people. How will they kill? Through their beauty. And people just, if you describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very much amazed. Because first of all, he is very close. He's a historical figure, very contemporary. Just 500 years ago, and records are there of him, even more recent than Jesus Christ. Right? So, and we tell, what is his nature? What does he do? He's so kind and merciful. He gives, he moves among all the fallen people. He also did so many miracles, just like Jesus, right? They can relate to that. Oh, yes, really. And then, of course, on top of that, he's so beautiful. People are very attracted. And once they get attracted, somehow their hearts open up and they're ready to chant Hare Krishna. So very important for us to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to people very fast. And kirtan, very, very powerful. Prasadam, all these are actually most powerful. And just a loving friendship with people. That's it. Every day we can make a list. Okay, today somebody, at least one person, I have to be nice to. Maybe call them up or ask them how they're doing. Just wipe some tear of somebody. Something. Every day we must have that. Just like we have a pledge that I will finish 16 rounds. I will do that, right? Or I'll do aarti, I'll do so many things we have like that. At least one person, either I will talk to them and help them in some way, or I will give them Krishna consciousness, give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to them. We have to be very Gauranga conscious. You know, so you can have that. And then you will find very much our lives are going towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction for this age. It's very very much required in this age, because we are finding that the outside world is becoming even more colder and colder. People are becoming more hedonistic. And it can all be destroyed in a moment through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Probably he's come, he converted Jagai Madai, converted all impersonalists to show that he is most powerful. We have to take shelter of him and give him to others, and also follow his principles. Not, you know, that humility means practically we'll be tested. Intellectually we understand what's humility, and we feel also, I'm very, very fallen, I'm the worst person intellectually. But when it comes to practical dealings, we forget that, right? Because our conditioned nature comes in front. So that's where we have to keep practicing. No. I'm actually, you know, this to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me be very humble. Never mind. If it feels like somebody else is getting the upper hand, let them. No problem. So what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be happy with me. That's what matters. And through that, we will get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the most important. And the love, these finer, progressive elements of Krishna consciousness can be experienced only if we take this austerity. No need of any other austerity extra. But this much, this is, and that's what, giving Krishna mercy to others, serving the Vaishnavas, and humble in all our dealings. Really make a effort. Maybe we fail, we fall down, never mind. We get up and again try, but never give up and think it's impossible, it's not easy in Kali Yuga to be humble. All that is bogus. Of course, when we deal with the outside world, we can't fall at people's feet and all that. They'll think this is a fool or something like that. Externally, we maintain some this thing. But internally, we are always not affected by these things. Somebody may insult, somebody may do that. So what? My Lord is there. He can take care of every situation. That consciousness, Gauranga consciousness, must be there in every aspect of our lives. And we'll find, he's there all the time. And he's helping me. He is the avatar for this age. Right? He's there all the time. He's here all the time because he's for Kali Yuga. He's the Kali Yuga avatara, and Hare Krishna mantra is also his avatara. So he's not gone anywhere. And Prabhupada was very confident. He said, I know a method by which we can take over the world in 18 days. And the devotee asked in Mayapur, how? Tell Prabhupada, how do we do that? And he thought over, and Prabhupada said, no, now you all are not ready for it. So that readiness is just being ready for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can only take over the world like that, because he took over in a moment. He could change people's consciousness. Even Muslim kings and all that, their hearts were transformed by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see how the governor, who was envious of devotees, he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee, and he made all arrangements for him. Or the Hussein Shah also, he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. He can do anything, any miracles. Anyone can become a devotee. So that's how, anything is possible with him. And we have to become more Gauranga conscious. Read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes every day, so that our heart will, melt a little, bit by bit. That's the only way. And Prabhupada said, only way to make quick advancement is cry to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if you're not able to cry, cry at all. Please, somehow cry to him. And that way the heart opens up. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most complete avatar. Why? Because the other avatars, even Krishna himself, he didn't know what his devotee feels like. The bhakti of the devotee, he didn't know. That's what Rukmini told him, now what you don't know what your devotees feel for you. And Krishna said, oh my God, there is something that I cannot experience. So he took the mood of Radharani. And then he is able to taste all the mellows of devotion. So he is the most complete avatar because he is Radha and Krishna combined. So so Radharani is there, naturally even more mercy is flowing. And we get that feelings. It's nothing to do with men and women. Everybody can have these feelings for, the loving mood of selfless service for Vaishnavas and Krishna. And Vaishnavas are more important than serving Krishna. That's what Vishnu says, no? What? Aradhanam sarva vedeshu, Vishnu aradhanam param. Among all the worship of Vishnu is the topmost. Tasmat parataram devi, tadiyaram samacharam. So more higher than worship of Vishnu is worshipping my devotees or things associated with me, because through that, I mean, Krishna is more happy when we understand how his devotee is so dear to him and we please him. And that is more pleasing to Krishna than directly going and serving him. And he never said only top devotees you should serve. Okay, I'll serve Prabhupada, my guru, but all these other devotees, you know, they have a lot of faults, so I don't feel like serving them. No, he said that anyone who serves chants even once the name of Krishna is a devotee and you should serve him. And then next time the devotees ask the same question, the devotees from Kulina Grama, when they had gone to Jagannath Puri and they were coming back, each year before leaving they'll ask the question, please, we're all householders, how to make advancement, please tell. First time he said, chant Hare Krishna, serve Vaishnavas. How do I recognize Vaishnava? Anyone who chants once the name of Krishna is a devotee, you should serve him. Second time he said, anyone who chants the name of Krishna constantly is a Vaishnava and you should serve him. Like a Madhyama Adhikari, a preacher, or who is very attached to chanting the names of Krishna. And third time he said, anyone who simply by seeing him you feel like chanting Hare Krishna, he Uttama Adhikari, he also you should serve. So everyone, all Vaishnavas, even the junior most, ABC to GBC, everyone should be served. And that will please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. We don't have to do any other austerity. And tolerating, more tolerant than a tree, right? It's not going to be easy, because sometimes you might be nice and someone else may, you know, give you, still they may not understand you first of all. And they may think all wrong things about you, or they may not like you, or they may be envious of you. Anything is possible. That's the test. And still, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake, we do, and then he will help. Somehow he arranges things. That's a very dynamic relationship with the Lord, that you do something for him and he reciprocates. It's not going to be one-sided thing. Oh, I keep on suffering and then that's it. You know, we have sometimes a fear that maybe I'll just keep suffering and there is no reprieve from this. Prabhupada said, what is this nonsense? Krishna doesn't want us to suffer or anything. He wants us to be comfortable and go back home, back to Godhead. So he just tests what is our level of faith in him. So that's tolerant than a tree and more humble than a blade of grass. And then everything, Krishna is wanting to serve his devotees. Krishna himself wants to serve his devotees by glorifying them, by serving them prasadam, by making sure. He told Shivananda Sen that, you know, this Vasudeva Datta, he's a householder. But you know, every day, whatever money he earns, he just spends it. He doesn't save at all. And how can you run a household like this? So you take charge, because he's a successful businessman. He said, you take care of his, manages, you know, financial affairs. This is the concern he has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even about their material life, about everything. So, that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is complete nectar, and by reading every day at least some pages about him, we can fill our hearts with that mood of selfless love and surrender and see it happening, how miracles happen because of him. He, if at all somebody can manifest miracles in this age, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is the most prominent avatar. He is most relevant. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when Mother Sachi is offering prasadam to the, boga to the Laddu Gopal deities, you know, then they have the Krishna Balram in the house, and then Gaur Nithai are there. And then they come and sit, we also want to eat. No, you move. We are the avatars now. And they eat everything. So, you know, in the sense, they are same, Krishna Balram. But in this form, more accessible. Very, very accessible. Very contemporary. Even people can accept. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks very contemporary, right? Not with Shankh and Chakra and all, or threefold bending form of Krishna. We are ready to tell people about Krishna in foreign lands. We don't feel anything. We don't think, oh, they'll find it strange to accept God in this form. We are sort of used to saying that. But about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you ask, no. People will not understand. They will not accept. We try to cover him up. Why? He is more acceptable. Because he's very, his nature and everything is very, very contemporary. He looks also someone you can relate to. His pastimes are also very much, contemporary, historical, and something. And most people are afraid of God. What they know about God is, he's there to punish me. I do something wrong, he'll do something. So they fear God, that's all. They don't know the mood of what is the real loving person God is. So if you tell about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are so touched. People will start weeping because they want someone like that. They don't know that God is so kind and loving. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was one day crying to see everybody suffering. And he said, I as a Supreme Father feel responsible for the suffering of people. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur said, don't worry, we'll take care. You don't cry. So this is the Supreme Lord. And when you tell about him to the Lord, to the people, they are just astounded. Because they don't know who is God and what he is like. They only know punishments will come on time. Whenever I do something, then they are really afraid. Okay, just so that no punishments, and he should keep supplying me things, so I'll keep going and doing something. That's all they know about God. So that's why we need to just give this, and then see the mercy will keep flowing, and we'll see great miracles happening. All the predictions of the golden age will start happening faster. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.